Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Chav Vav. We are holding on Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis at the last skinny line. V'tehei Shein V'regel. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sabian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, and they should all come home safely. It's also sponsored by the Balzum family in commemoration of the 12th yahrzeit of Philip Balzum, Pinchas Ben Shalom, Zichron Levracha, the Neshama Shev Naliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is, first we're going to have five suggested changes in Hilchos Nezikin based on the Kal V'chomer. Not that we're actually planning on changing any of these halachos of Nezikin, but if you're going to utilize Kal V'chomer, it's based on the data that we know from the Torah itself about who's chayiv, what, where. So maybe there are five suggestions that could be made, and the Gemara is going to have to dispel any of these potential changes in Hilchos Nezikin. Then the Gemara is going to get into a discussion. Is there a chiyuv kofer if an animal kills with regel? An animal is just walking in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it steps on something, but that something is a human being and it kills the human being. So is an animal chayiv kofer when it damages with regel? We're going to have two rayas that in fact an animal, that there is a chiyuv kofer with regel as well. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to tell us the important principle of Adam Muad Liolam. Again, all of these Mishnayos are an elaboration of the Mishnah that we had in Tezvav Amud Beis, and we go through Chamisha Muadim and Chamisha on Tezvav Amud Beis. So one of them is Adam Muad. So this is the Mishnah of Adam Muad Liolam, that a person is always considered to be a Muad. The Gemara is going to have going to find the source that a person is Chayiv even if he damages Bishogeg, that he's considered a Muad even if he damages Bishogeg. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person is sitting down and he has a stone in his lap that he's unaware of and it falls from his lap. So is he chayiv in Nezek? Is he chayiv in Tzari Bishav Zboshas? Is he chayiv if he does a malach on Shabbos with that stone that fell out of his lap? Is he chayiv galus if that stone kills somebody? Is he chayiv in Shichur Eved if that stone was Mesame Eino Shalavdo Kanani or Hipilashino Shalavdo Kanani? So we're going to have two different permutations of that. One in a case where he had no idea that the stone was there. Another case where he knew it was there, but then he forgot about it. And then we're going to discuss all of those chiyuvim as well. If a person throws a rock a greater distance than he planned on it, whether he planned on throwing two and then he threw four amos, or he planned on throwing four and then he threw eight amos. So is he chayiv in Nezikin? Is he chayiv in Tzari Bishav Zboshes? Is he chayiv in Shabbos? Is he chayiv in Hipul Shino Shalavdo? Is he chayiv? All those same chiyuvim we're going to discuss in all of those cases. A rock that's in his lap and a rock that he threw a greater distance than he had originally intended. Then the Gemara is going to discuss various statements of Rabbah, the first three of which are about throwing things off of a roof and whether a person is chayiv, whether it's that he threw a kli off of a roof and it ended up getting damaged some other way, or he threw a child off of a roof. So we're going to discuss all sorts of different cases of throwing things off of a roof. So let's begin with the last skinny line on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Bey. So says the Gemara, if we don't learn the chiv of Karen b'chatzar nizik to pay nezik shalim, so maybe we could darshan the kal v'chomer in the opposite direction. Ute shein v'regel chayiv b'rishos harabim mikal v'chomer. Maybe we should say that shein v'regel are even chayiv in rishos harabim based on the kal v'chomer. Now we know that's not true. Shein v'regel are pater rishos harabim, but the Gemara is just saying that given all the data that the Torah gives us, maybe one could have formulated the following kal v'chomer. Uma keren shebrishos hanizik in mishalim el chatzin nezik, keren which only pays chatzin nezik in rishos Nizik, nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah Chayevis is still Chayev that same Chatzi Nezik in Rosh Hashanah. So Shein V'Regel, Rosh Hashanah Nizik, Mishalim Nezik Shalem, Ein Udin Rosh Hashanah Chayev. Shein V'Regel, which pay even more Rosh Hashanah Nizik, they pay Nezik Shalem Rosh Hashanah Nizik. So why should they be totally off the hook Rosh Hashanah? Apparently, they should have to pay at least Chatzi Nezik in Rosh Hashanah. So says Amar Kra, no, the Pasuk says, when it comes to Shein V'Regel, Ubir Bistei Achet, that the chiyuv of Shein V'Regel is only when you're mazik in somebody else's rishos, v'lo b'rishos harabim, not a rishos that everybody has the right to be in, such as a rishos harabim. Rabbim. So says the Gemara, well, Midi Kulika Amrinan. Does the because of that Kal V'chomer, were we trying to be Mechayiv the Balapara in Nezek Shalem, where Einachinam, Yubir B'stei Acher, would tell me, you're only Chayiv Nezek Shalem in the Rishos HaNizik, but not in Rishos Rabbim? Palga Kamrinan, all we were suggesting in the first place is that Shein Regel should be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek in Rishos Rabbim. Ubir B'stei Acher doesn't tell me anything against that. Ubir B'stei Acher just tells me that you're not Chayiv Nezek Shalem in Rishos Rabbim. But maybe based on this Kal V'chomer, we should say that you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek when you have Shein Regel in Rishos Rabbim. So says Mar, no, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says when it comes to Keren, V'chotzu es Kaspo. So we darshan from the word Kaspo, Kaspo Shalzeh, that the kesef of the behema that's mazik with keren, that's where we split it. That's the, where the mazik only pays chatzi nezek. V'lo kaspo shalacher. But whenever there's a bal hashar that had damaged with shein v'regel, you don't split the money. You never pay chatzi nezek. It's either everything or it's nothing. It's all or nothing. You either pay nezek shalim or you pay nothing. So we know from Bir B'stei Acher that you're not going to pay everything in a Rishos Rabbim. So the only other option is that you pay nothing in a Rishos Rabbim. And that's how I know that Shein V'regel B'Rishos Rabbim have to be potter. It cannot be that you pay chatzi nezek. So says Gemara, okay, but I'll suggest another Kal V'chomer to change one of the dinim of nezikin. V'lote Shein V'regel chayeves B'Rishos HaNizik el chatzi nezek. Maybe Shein V'regel should only be chayev chatzi nezek in Rishos HaNizik mi Kal V'chomer mi Keren, and we could derive it from a Kal V'chomer from Keren. Tosfos Rosh asks in the name of Ram, how can you say that Shein V'regel are only going to pay chatzi nezek if the Gemara needed to say that Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, there's a din of Tzroros that are only chayiv chatzi nezek? It sounds like that by other Niske Regel, you're chayiv nezek shalem. Otherwise, I don't need a Alocha L'Moshe Misinai to tell me that Tzroros only pays chatzi nezek. So the Tosfos Rosh suggests that the Alocha L'Moshe Misinai by Tzroros is to be mechayiv half of the chiyuv of Regel in its in whatever the normal chiyuv of Regel is. So maybe that's all the Alocha L'Moshe Misinai is teaching me. Maybe if the normal chiyuv of Regel is chatzi nezek, so the Alocha L'Moshe Misinai Tzroros tells me you pay revia nezek. It's just half of whatever the chiyuv is, but it never tells me what the baseline chiyuv is. So our discussion right now is maybe the baseline chiyuv of Regel shouldn't be nezek shalei. Maybe the baseline chiyuv of Regel should be chatzi nezek. Where would I get that from? Mikal v'chomer, mikaren. I'll derive that Shein V'regel only pay chatzi nezek in Rishos, even in Rishos Nezek, from a Kal V'chomer from Keren. Uma Keren should Rishos Rav Mechayeves. Keren, which in Rishos Rav has to pay, and nevertheless Rishos Nezek Eina Mishalem Esel Chatzi Nezek, in Rishos HaNizek only pays Chatzi Nezek. It doesn't get upgraded to Nezek Shalim in Rishos HaNizek. It still only pays Chatzi Nezek. So Shein V'regel should Rishos Rav Petura. Shein V'regel, which are entirely Pater in Rishos Ravim, can't possibly pay more than Chatzi Nezek in Rishos HaNizek. Eino Din should Rishos Nezek Mishalem Chatzi Nezek. At the most, in Rishos HaNizek should only have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Meaning if even Keren, which has great chiyuvim, because in Rishos Rabbim it's chayiv, yet in Rishos HaNizek it maxes out at chatzi nezek. So Shein V'regel, which is totally pater Rishos Rabbim, should max out at chatzi nezek in Rishos HaNizek. So says Gemara, yeah, but Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it discusses Shein V'regel, it says Yishalem Tashlum in Ma'alya, the Yishalem, which tells me that you have to pay full payment. So there is no chatzi nezek for Shein V'regel Rishos HaNizek. It's nezek shalem. So now the Gemara says, okay, but I'll give you a third Kal V'chomer to pater Shein V'regel. Well, we'll darshan as follows. V'lote Keren, I'm sorry, we're not going to pater Shein V'regel. Maybe we should learn a Kal V'chomer to pater Keren in certain circumstances. V'lote Keren Rishos HaRabim Chayiv mi Kal V'chomer. Maybe Keren shouldn't be Chayiv in Rishos HaRabim based on the following Kal V'chomer. Uma Shein V'regel Shub Rishos HaNizek Nezek Shalem. If Shein V'regel pay Nezek Shalem in Rishos HaNizek, and nevertheless Rishos HaRabim Petura, and nevertheless Shein V'regel are totally pater in Rishos HaRabim, so Keren Shub Rishos HaNizek Chatzi Nezek. Keren, which even when it's in the Rishos HaNizek, maxes out at Chatzi Nezek, Eino Din Shub Rishos Rabim Petura, so all the more so that in Rishos Rabim it should be Pater. If it's if you see that Shein V'regel are more Chamor in the Rishos HaNizek, then it's not Mistaver that Keren should be more Chamor in the Rishos HaRabim. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you cannot Pater Keren Rishos HaRabim, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yechatzun. It says, V'chatzu es kaspo, V'gamis hameis, Yechatzun. So from the extra Lashon of Yechatzun, Nun, which is written after it already says V'chatzu es kaspo. So we darshan that the din of Chatzi Nezek by Karen must be that in Chatzi Nezek Chaluk lo b'rishusam lo b'rishus yachid. It must be that it applies in any setting, that it applies both in Rishus Rabim as well as in a Rishus Yachid. So Gzeres HaKasov, that's the way it is. The Karen is always going to be Chatzi Nezek regardless of whether it's in Rishus Nezek or in Rishus Rabim. So says Gemara, okay, I'll give you a fourth Kal V'chomer to alter the Dine Nezikin. V'yei Adam Chayiv B'kofer Mikal V'chomer. Maybe if a person kills someone bemazed but without hasra'a, he should be chayiv and kofer based on the kal v'chomer from a shor who kills someone. Rashi writes that, wait a second, shouldn't an adam who kills bemazed automatically be pater from any sort of payment because of kam lei b'derab b'minei? So Rashi writes in Dibra Maschel v'yehei that there's no kam lei b'derab b'minei because there's no misa, because there was no hasra'a. There's no galus because he didn't do b'shogeg. So he managed to hit that one type of killing that carries with it neither a chi of Misa nor a chi of Galus. So he has no other onesh. So the only onesh would be kofar. And that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Tosfos explains that we're talking about a case where he killed bemezid and with hasra'a. Aye, what about kamle b'drabine? The Gemara is not suggesting that he should only pay kofar and not get misa. It's a beferish apostle, v'losichu kofar l'nefesh rotzeach, asher hu rosh alamus, that if a person is chayiv misa, you cannot pay your way out of a chayiv misa. The havamina is to be mechayiv in both misa and kofar, just like a shor that a shor aniskal, a shor kills his chayiv skila, and the bailim has to pay as well. Aye, what about kamle b'drabimineh, where we not mechayiv misa and mamon? So Rabbeinu Peretz suggests that p'tur is only that if you're chayiv misa for one thing, you're not going to be chayiv mamon for something else with the same action that you killed somebody with. That if I shoot somebody and I kill them and it also rips their shirt, it's the same action, but one the chi of mamon would have been for the shirt, the chi of misa would have been for the body, for the human being. So that's where we say kam le bidrab minei. But to say that there might be a situation where there is multiple punishments for the same thing, for not just the same action, but for the same thing, for the same actual crime, so that could just be part of the punishment, that the punishment carries with it misa and kofar, and that's what the Gemara is suggesting. That the Adam chayiv b'kofer mekav l'chomer. Maybe a person who kills another person should be chayiv b'kofer in addition to the chayiv misa, the way Tosos learns it, based on the kav l'chomer. Umar shor she'inu chayiv barba advarim. If shor, which when it damages, is not chayiv in tsari boshevs and boshas, nevertheless is chayiv b'kofer if it kills, is chayiv b'kofer. Adam shchayiv barba advarim. An Adam who, when he does damage, is chayiv not only in nezek but in tsari boshevs and boshas as well. Einu din she'inu chayiv kofar, all the more so that an adam that kills somebody should be chayiv in kofar. Amar kra, that's why the pasuk has to say when a shor kills a person, kikhal asher yushas alav. So we darshan alav, that alav alav al adam, that it's the bailam of a shor who kills somebody has to pay kofar, but an adam who kills somebody does not pay kofar. There is no kofar by adam. A fifth and final suggested kal v'chomer to alter the dinei nezikin. V'yei shor chayiv barba dvar mikal v'chomer. Maybe we could flip it around and say that when a shor damages, he's not only chayiv in nezek, but the bailam is also chayiv in tsari poshevus and boshes, based on the following kal v'chomer. Uma adam sheinu chayiv b'kofer chayiv arba advarim. If a person is not chayiv in kofer when he kills somebody, nevertheless is chayiv in arba advarim when he's mazik somebody. So shor shechayiv b'kofer, a shor which is chayiv in kofer, ein odin sheinu chayiv arba advarim. All the more so should be chayiv in the dal advarim when he damages. So that's why Amar Kra, the pasuk says ish ba'amiso. It says v'ish ki yitein mum ba'amiso. So the Lashon of the Pasuk tells me that an Adam HaMazik es Amiso, meaning another person, is chayiv in Dal Dvarim velo shor ba'amiso. But a shor that damages a human being is not going to be chayiv. The Bailam is not going to be chayiv in Dal Dvarim. So now the Gemara discusses a new shayla. Ibailu, regel shadar sal gabitinuk b'chatzar and nizik, maushet shalim kofer. If an animal is walking and it's just, and it tramples on a tinok, it just walks on a baby and kills it in the chatzar nizik, which is where regel is chayiv. Regel is always pater and rishus rabim, but it goes into the chatzar nizik and it walks and it steps on a baby there. So does the bail hashar pay kofar like the same way you would pay for Karen if it was a muad. So mi aminan, do we say that midi dava Karen kibin dava trei tosa zimni urchihu, that it's just like when an animal kills with Karen, you pay kofar. So just like by Karen, when it does it two or three times, it becomes a muad lekach, it becomes urche, it becomes normal, umeshalim kofar, and it pays kofar, Karen pays kofar, even after the animal is a muad. So chinami, maybe over here by regel is just a muad mitchilaso, so you just get to skip the first couple of times, it just becomes a muad right at the beginning. So lo shnas, so maybe there should be a chiv kofar on the balashar as well. Odilmor, maybe the mechayev of kofar when it comes to Karen is Karen kavanos lahazik. Hi, in kavanos lahazik. The reason you chayev kofar when it comes to Karen is because the animal intended to damage. By regel, it wasn't intending to damage, it was just walking around. So basically the question is, what's the mechayev of kofar? Is the mechayev of kofar the fact that it's a muad? So regel is a muad mitchilaso? Or is the mechayev of kofar that kavanos lahazik and regel is not kavanos lahazik? We could have the same suffix when it comes to Shane, whether it's chayev and kofar or not. Since nezek of Shane is kedarka, so do we say that the chayev of Karen muad is because that's kedarka and therefore Shane is also kedarka? Or do we assume the chayev of kofar is because kavanos lahazik? And by Shane, it's not kavanos lahazik. We cannot have the same suffix, Tosfos points out, by bar and eish. Then there's no makom to be mistapik, because the misa is not because of the misa of the misa behema. So we could be memait from the din of imkofer yushas alav, like the Gemara says, velo ala adam. So too by bar ve eish, meaning the possibility of kofer only exists when it's an animal that does something. We already excluded adam doing anything from a chiyuv of kofer. So bar and eish are ultimately traced back to a human being's actions. A human being dug the bar. A human being lit the fire. So that's automatically going to be excluded from kofar, Tosfos points out. But the question is, does kofar apply to regel? That's what the Gemara actually raises. And the Gemara could have just as easily raised the question, does kofar apply to shame? That once it becomes a muad, do we assume that kofar will apply to those cases? So the Gemara has two rayas. Tashma, raya number one. Hichnis. The Braisa tells us, Hichnis shor l'chatzah balabayi shalom b'rishos. You trespass with your shor into somebody else's property. So you bring your shor into somebody else's property. Unugachol l'balabayi s'meis. And your shor kills the balabayi of the property that he trespassed in. So ashor b'skila, the shor is chayv skila because it killed the human being. Ubailav, and the owner of the shor, bein tam, bein muad, whether the shor was a shor tam or a shor muad, mishalim, kofar shalim, he's going to pay kofar, divri, Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. Kofar shalim betam the Rabbi Tarfon minale. How does Rabbi Tarfon know that a tam already pays kofar shalim? So lav mishum de savlik Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It must be because he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Damer tam mishalim chatzi kofar berushas harabim. Who holds that a tam pays chatzi kofar when it's in berushas harabim? Umaisi los. Rabbi Tarfon learns from there to be that he's going to pay bechatzar and nizik. Kofar shalim mikal v'chomer mi regel, that if regel, which is kal, that's totally potter and rishus rabim, doesn't have to pay anything, and yet if it kills in the chatzar and nizik pays kofar shalim, Karen, which is more chomer, that it only pays that it pays at least chatzi kofar in rishus rabim, should for sure pay kofar shalim in rishus and nizik. Salma ika kofar regel, that kal v'chomer only works if you're assuming that there's kofar by regel, because the whole limud, the whole kal v'chomer is based on the idea that if regel is potter, and yet you're going to pay kofar shalim in a Rosh Hashanah. So Karen, which is at least chayev chatzi in a Rosh Hashanah, should for sure pay kofar shalim in a Rosh Hashanah. So that's the whole limud, is based on the fact that regel pays kofar in Rosh Hashanah. So I'm Rav Simi Minarda, no, maybe that we, it's not a raya. Maybe there's no chayev kofar by a regel in a chatzar anizik. But Tana minazikat the regel maisila, Rabbi Tarfon was mechayev kofar shalem when it's Karen berushas anizik, is only minazikat the regel maisila. He learns it from nizke regel, that regel, which is more kal, that it's potter if it damages in rishus rabim, nevertheless pays nezek shalem. Forget about about kofar? If it damages in Rosh Hashanah, it pays nezek shalim, so keren, which is more chamor, that pays chatzi kofar in Rosh Hashanah, should pay kofar shalim. But it's not based on a limud from kofar of regel, it's based on a limud of nezikin of regel. That if by regel there's no chi of nezikin in Rosh Hashanah, and yet there's a full chi of nezikin in Rosh Hashanah, so by keren, where there's a chatzi kofar in Rosh Hashanah, there should be a kofar shalem in Rosh Hashanah Nizik. So it says, how can you say that Rabbi Tarfon darshens the Kal V'chomer from Nizikin of Regel to kofar of a Keren Tam? V'lifroch malin Nizikin de Regel shekein yeshlan be'esh. You can't derive a Kal V'chomer from Nizikin de Regel because the Nizikin de Regel will there's Nezik shalem b'chatzar Nizik because there's Tashlumi Nezik even by Esh, and therefore they're more chamer than even by regal, as opposed to kofar, which is not shayich be'esh. So you can't be mischayit, meaning nezikin is shayich be'esh. Kofar is not shayich be'esh. So it's not, you can't be mechayiv kofar shalem in a chatzar and nezik either. So it says, Mar, no, we're not learning the kal v'chomer from stam nezikin shal regal, but mitamun. We're learning the kal v'chomer from nizkei tamun of regal. That regal, which is more kal, that it's potter if it damages the shushram, and nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv on the damage that regal does, b'chatzar and nezik, you can be chayiv nezik shalim, even if the damage it does is on something that's tamun, which would be potter for eish. So keren, which is more chamor, where you chayiv chatzi kofar, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, for sure you should have to pay kofar shalim in Rosh Hashanah Nizik. So therefore you have no raya that there's a chi of kofar beregel, because the kal v'chomer does not involve kofar of regel, it only involves the din of nizke tamun beregel. So says Gemara, even if you're going to learn the kal v'chomer from the chi of regel, of damaging that which is tamun, we could still have a pirchan that you can't learn this kal v'chomer from nizkei regel, like to the din of kofar by keren tam, because mal tamun shekin yeshlo bebar, because the din of tamun is mechayiv by a bar as opposed to kofar, where you're not going to be chayiv by a bar. So the Gemara answers, no, we're not trying to learn the kal v'chomer from tamun of regel, but rather mikelim. We're trying to learn the kal v'chomer from kelim of regel, meaning if regel, which is so kal that you're potter if it damages in Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, you're chayiv if nezek shalim if damages in Rosh Hashanah Hayachid, even if the nezek happened to kalim, which bar would be potter on. So keren, which is more chamer, that you chayiv kofar, a chatzi kofar in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, for sure you should be chayiv in the chatzar nizik, kofar shalim. And therefore, we have no raya that there's a chiv of kofar bregel, because the kal v'chomer does not incorporate kofar of regel. So I asked the Gemara, even if you're going to dash in this kal v'chomer from the chiv of regel on kalim, we could still ask that it's not a good kal v'chomer because mal kelim sheyeshlan be'esh, because kelim, the din of kelim is a chiyuv even by esh as opposed to kofar, where it's not shayich by esh. So says Gemara, kelim tumunim. No, the kal v'chomer is from kelim that are tumunim. So those are things that are not shayich by bar because it's kelim. It's not shayich by esh because it's tamun, and therefore we have the kal v'chomer to darshan that regel, which is more kal that your potter on the damage that regel does in Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, you chayiv for the nezikin of regel in the chatzar and nezik shalim, even if that which it damaged was hidden kalim. So where you would not be chayiv for eish and bar, so keren, which is more chamor, where you chayiv chatzi kofar in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, for sure you should be chayiv kofar shalim in Rosh Hashanah Nizik. And again, the bottom line is we managed to make a kal v'chomer without incorporating any such din of kofar beregel. So we have no raya that there's such a thing as kofar beregel. So says Gemara, no, even if you make that kal v'chomer from the chiyuv of regel in a case of kelim, we could still have a pircha on the kal v'chomer. How could Rabbi Tarfon darshan the kal v'chomer from tashlumei nizkei regel to kofar b'keren tama mal kelim tmunim sheyeshnan ba'adam? Kelim tmunim, there's going to be a chiyuv if an adam damages kelim tmunim, as opposed to chiyuv kofar is not shayich by adam. Elolav shmamina. It must be that Rabbi Tarfon's kal v'chomer is based on kofar of regel, where you don't have any pircha on the kal v'chomer. So Alma, at the end of the day, Ika kofer bregel. You see that there is such a din of kofer bregel, shmamina. So the Gemara says, yeah, we in fact conclude that there is a chiyuv of kofer bregel. There is going to be a machlokas, so we're going to have in daf mem aleph between Abaye and Rava, if an animal is dores on a tinok in the chatzar and nizik, where Abaye says you chayiv kofer and Rava says you pater. So the chor, it's difficult, because the Gemara over here says, it comes to the clear conclusion that there is kofer bregel, but we know the rule is that when it's ever machlokas Abaye and Rava, we always pass like Rava, except for the Al Kigam. Abaye is the one that says that you're chayiv kofer. The halacha should always follow Rava. So Tosus and Dibra Maskal Alma deals with this issue, and he says Abaye and Rava in that sugya are not arguing about what their own opinion is. They're arguing about how to explain a brisa. But really, Rava is moda that regel is chayiv kofer in the chatzar and nizik, and therefore our conclusion is in fact the real conclusion that there is a chayiv kofer the chatzar and nizik. There is a machlokas rishonim whether the chayiv kofer beregel in Chatzar and Nizik is already on the first time that it kills, or is it only after three times that it becomes a muad to do so? And that's when it's Chayiv Kofer. Tosas on Memdal Ramadal says that it's a muad mitchilas when it's Chayiv Kofer even on the first time, whereas the Rashba over there says in the name of the Raiva that no, it has to happen three times. But the Chayiv Kofer exists when an animal kills Beregel B'Chatzar and Nizik. Says Gemara, and I'll bring you another Raya. Amalei Ravach Midifti Ravina Achinam Mistavra Dika Kofer Beregel. It's a riot. I'll bring you another riot that there's kofer bregel. Because if you were to hold, there's no kofer bregel, vitana, and nevertheless, Rabbi Tafran's mechayiv Karen b'chatzar and nizik kofer shalem, even by a Karen Tama, he would learn it. He would only be able to learn that from a nizikin of regel, that you do that's chayiv in a chatzar and nizik. Well, then lifrok malan nizikin the regel shken yeshnan beregel. You'd be able to have a simple pirch on that kavul chomer. Then nizikin the regel is more chamur because you're chayiv on it beregel and the chatzar and nizik you're chayiv nizik shalim. But kofer, which is more kal, where you're potter from that chiyuv beregel, even bechatzar and nizik, you wouldn't be able to be mechayiv a keren tama bechatzar and nizik kofer shalim elav shmamina mikofer the regel maisila. No. Must be that we're incorporating into the Kal V'Chomer that we're able to learn it from Kofar of Regal, which does exist. Alma Ika Kofar Regal Shvamina. So you see, the only way Rabbi Tafran can learn his Kal V'Chomer is assuming that there's Kofar Beregal, and then Rabbi Tafran is able to derive his Kal V'Chomer that there's Kofar Shalem when it's Keren Bereshus HaNizik. Okay, that's the end of the first half of the Daf. Now the Mishnah moves on to tell us, again, to go back to revisit the various Muadim that we had mentioned on Tesvavim Beis. And one of them is Adam. So Adam Muad the Adam. The rule is an Adam is always considered to be a Muad for damage that he does. Bein b'shogeg, whether he damages b'shogeg, bein mezid, whether he damages b'mezid, which means he has kavana to damage, bein er bein yashan, whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping, he's going to be chayiv. He has to be careful not to go to sleep next to kelim because he might roll over and break those kelim. So he's chayiv if he does that. Simeas ein chaver v'shibras hakelim mishalim nezik shalim. If he blinds his friend's eye or he breaks his friend's kelim, he's going to have to pay nezek shalem regardless. Now the Marit points out that the chiyuv of Adam Mamazik b'shogeg is dafka b'nezikin where the chiyuv is b'dei Adam, but nezikin where the chiyuv is b'dei shemayim, like grama b'nezikin where we say you're pater b'dine Adam and you're only chayiv b'dine shemayim, that's only on mezid, that's not on shogeg. That's what the Marit says. Dine shemayim is only going to be with kavana lahazik, but the idea that a person could be chayiv even without kavanah lahazik, that's only if it's a direct damage, if it's a regular adam hamazik. Now it's interesting that once we say that an adam hamazik is chayiv b'shogeg, do we really need to say bein mezid? Meaning we said bein shogeg, bein mezid. Well, of course, if he's chayiv for shogeg, of course he's going to be chayiv for mezid. So you must say zu vein tzarech lomar zu katani, that the Mishnah sometimes is written in that style where it says the greatest chiddush first, and then it's the more obvious thing. But the problem is, Tiferes Yisrael points out in the Mishnayos, how do you read then the next phrase, that bein er bein yashan, which one is more obvious, that he's chayiv when he's awake or that he's chayiv when he's sleeping? Isn't it more obvious that he's chayiv when he's awake? So how can we say that we're starting with the less obvious thing and building to the more obvious? Bein Er Bein Yashin starts with the more obvious thing and then goes down to the less obvious. So he says that when it says Bein Er Bein Yashin, it means Bein Er B'Shogeg, and obviously Yashin, that when he goes to sleep next to a kli, that he's going to be chayiv because he's posheya, because he was Yashin right next to a kli and he wasn't kosher shazeko. So that's also zuv ein tzarich lomar zuv, that if a person is awake and he damages b'shogeg, so he's going to be chayiv. But not only that, even if he was completely posheya by going to sleep right next to a fragile kli, he's also going to be chayiv. So that's how the Tiferes Shalom and the Mishnayos learns the Mishnah, that it has to be that the entire Mishnah is written in the same style of zuv ein tzarich lomar zuv. Now there is an important Yerushalmi that our Mishnah makes it sound like an adam is more liolam, no matter what, he's always going to be chayiv. So the Yerushalmi says, not always. There is a case called Ones Gamur. When it's an Ones Gamur, when it's completely not his fault, there's mamish nothing he could have done about this, then he's going to be pater. For example, the Yerushalmi says, look, if I go to sleep and there's a keli next to me when I go to sleep and I damage that keli, I'm going to be chayiv, even though there was no kavan al-hazik. But what if I go to sleep and I check the whole area and there's no keli anywhere near me? And then after I fall asleep, someone puts down a keli next to me. So it's mamish an Ones Gamur. What am I supposed to do? I had no way of knowing that was going to happen. This person shouldn't have done that. So in the case of Ones Gamur, the Yerushalmi says, then even an Adam HaMazik is going to be pater. There is an important tshuva or a discussion, Yamsha Shlomo Masech Bava Kama. Yamsha Shlomo discusses, what if a person gets drunk on Purim and he damages when he's drunk on Purim? So he says, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashan, Adam Ul Yolam, you're always going to be chayiv. There's a tshuva in the Bach where he talks about a case where Reuven was eating at a Su'udas Chasan Vekala, and he took a glass and he threw it against the wall because he was drunk and it damaged somebody. And the guy says, you have to pay me for damages. He said, I was drunk. Well, you know, it was Shechrus HaShalot. So drunkenness is no worse than sleeping. You're chayiv even if you're sleeping. It's not so pasha. The Bach then at the end of the tshuva says, he says you're still chayiv, but it's not so pasha that you're chayiv, because there is a Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah that says that if a person damages mitoch simcha shal mitzvah, that when they're engaged in the simcha shal mitzvah, and Tosfos gives the example of simchas chasan v'kala, that you're dancing at a chasana. So you dance wildly at I was at a chasana last night, and as we were leaving, I wasn't so involved in the dancing, I was there from the kala side, not from the chasana. So as we were leaving, this guy was walking out with three torches on fire, right? So that could go wrong, meaning something could happen with that. So Tosfos says, when you damage through simchas chasan v'kala, so you're going to be potter, because it's understood that you're supposed to take risks when it comes to a simcha shal mitzvah. So one could have made the argument, you have to figure out exactly what the gedarim are of that. So that's an interesting discussion in halacha. That comes up in the Ramah in Hilchos Purim Dafka, that if a person damages on Purim through the natural celebration of Purim, not by throwing a kos against the wall, but through the natural celebration of Purim, the Ramah writes in two places in Hilchos Purim that a person is potter for such things. Okay, says the Gemara now. Katani simias ein chavero, tumi deshibras a kelim. It says simias ein chavero, and you break someone else's kelim at the end of our Mishnah. So ma hasam, just like when it comes to breaking kelim, nezek in arba dvarim lo, there is no tzari boshev saboshes. Av simias ein chavero, nezek in arba dvarim lo. The Mishnah is trying to teach me a chiddush that so too when you blind somebody, you don't pay tzari boshev and boshes, because the din of chiyuv of ripo and sheves is the pasuk says v'chiyuriven anoshim v'hika ishes re'ehu. So sounds like it's only if it's mezid or karov lemezid that you're going to pay arba dvarim. So if Sima Seino, in a way that's totally b'shogeg, you're not going to pay arba dvarim. So it says, Rabbi, how do I know that a person is mazik has to pay even if he was mazik b'shogeg? So Amar Chizkia, v'chein tana debei Chizkia, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Petza tachas patza. So that's an extra pasuk, because the pasuk already said, when a person is choval b'chaveiro, v'ish ki yitein mum ba'amiso kasharasa, ken ye oselo. So what am I learning from this pasuk? L'chaivo al hashogeg kemezid, v'yala'ones karatzon. It must be that it's telling me that yechaiv and shogeg, just like mezid, and ones, just like ratzon. There is a machloks rishonim. I know that shogeg is different than ones. Is mezid different than ratzon? Are those two ways of saying the same thing, mezid ben Ratzon. So Rashi says, yeah, they're basically the same thing. It's just that Ones is the word, that Ratzon is the word you'll use when you're comparing it to Ones, and Mezid is the word you'll use when you're comparing it to Shogeg. However, Tosos and Maseches Yevamos Daf Nun Gimel says that Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid could be both Ba'ones or Ba'Ratzon. Meaning a person who's honest, but he knows that he's being Mazik, is still someone holds a gun to your head and says, damage that person. So you know that you're being Mazik, you're doing it B'Mezid, but it's also Ba'ones. You're being forced into it. So you could have a Mezid that's Ba'ones. A person is doing a particular action, Meritzono, but he doesn't know that this is going to cause damage, so that's considered a Shogeg, but it's Ba'Ratzon. The Rasha says a little differently in Yevamos over there. He says, Mezid is Kavana Lahazik as Chavero. Ratzon is Kavana to get your own enjoyment, for your own benefit, but you're not really interested in harming the other person. So those are, again, another way to distinguish between Mezid and Ratzon. So it says, but wait a second, Ami Bayule, that pasuk is already needed, Litein Tsar, B'makom Nezek, to tell me that you have to pay Tsar, even though you're already paying Nezek. Same case, Lichtov Kra Petza Bi Petza. My Tachas Petza. Why does it have to say Tachas Petza? Shbamina Tarti. Must be that there's two Limudim to have. One to be Mechayiv Tashlumei Tzar, even when you're already paying Tashlumei Nezek. And the second is that you pay Tashlumei Nezek, whether it's Shogeg or Ones, Mezid, Ratzon, whatever. So Amar Rabba, Haisa Evan Menachso Mechaykov Lo Hikirba. Rabba says, you're sitting down and you have a rock in your lap and you don't realize that it's there. You never realized that it was there. You didn't know in the first place it was there. Let's say someone put it there while you were sleeping. V'amad v'nafla. And then you stand up and the rock falls out. So what are you chayiv for if that rock does things? So lin nezikin, if it damages, chayiv. You have to pay for the nezikin because bein bonus, bein baratzon, bein mezid, bein shogeg, you're chayiv. Larbad, varm as far as tzar ribush of zemoshes, pater, because tzar ribush of zemoshes is only when it's mezid or karav of the mezid. Lin yin Shabbos, if it ended up doing a malach on Shabbos, so malach smach Shabbos asra Torah, it has to be that it's malach smach Shabbos, and over here it's not a Melech Smach Shabbos, so you're going to be Pater on Shabbos. Even with Bishogeg, it has to be that you had Kavana to do the Melacha, you just forgot that it was Shabbos, or you knew that it was Shabbos, but you forgot that this was a Melacha. But if it's just a rock that falls out of your lap, you didn't have any Kavana for any Melacha at all, so that you're going to be Pater. Linyan Galus, if that rock kills someone, Pater. You're Pater from going to Galus, because by Galus, the Pasuk says, V'nas Shamar Otzeach Make Nefesh B'Shgaga. So Lashon Shgaga implies that you knew about the thing initially and then you forgot. That's what Shkago. But over here you never even knew about it. Linyan Eved, if that rock goes and knocks out your Eved Kanani's tooth or eye, where normally an Eved Kanani, or Rashi Evarim, Chavdal Rashi Evarim, where normally an Eved Kanani goes free from such things, Plukta, Rav Shem Gumliel of Rabbanan. That's subject to Machlok, Rav Shem Gumliel of Rabbanan. Titanya, Hareshay, Rabba Rofe. If let's say the master was a doctor, Va'amalok Chaleini, and the Eved says, please treat my eye with some sort of medication, Visima, and you accidentally blinded his eye. Chatar Lishini, he says, clean out my teeth. Vipila, and he accidentally knocked out his tooth. Sichek ba'adon, v'yatza l'cheirus. The Eved goes free. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, he does not go free, because the Lashon Apostle, when it talks about being chovel, the Eved is v'shichasa, achi yischavin l'shachsa. You have to have kavana to harm him, not kavana for a refuah. If you have kavana for a refuah, the Eved does not go free. So in our case, where the rock falls out of your lap and that you never even were aware of the rock, according to the Chum, the Eved will go l'cheres. According to Moshe Gamliel, the Eved is not going to go l'cheres because he had no kavana for any sort of chavala. But hikirba v'shach v'amad v'nafla. What if you were aware of the rock, forgot about it, and then stood up and the rock fell out of your lap? So lin nizikin chayiv. So again, you're going to be chayiv for nizikin because bein shogeg bein mezid. Lin yin arba dvarim pater. As far as arba dvarim pater, because you got to be karuv l'mezid for arba dvarim. Lin yin galus chayiv. But as far as galus, that changes over here. Now you're going to be chayiv. Tomer kram bishkaga mechlal da havle yedia v'havle yedia, that you had to have had yedia at some point, and over here, at some point, you did have yedia. Linyan Shabbos Potter. As far as Shabbos, you're still Potter because it's Mach Mach Shabbos. Linyan Eved. As far as an Eved going free, if it knocks out his tooth or eye, Plukta Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. The same Machlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Okay, now a new case. Niskavin Lizrok Shtayim Vizarek Arba. Let's say you intended to throw throw a rock 2 amos and you threw it 4 amos. So then nizikin chayiv. Certainly you're going to be chayiv if that rock does damage because beim shog beim mezid. Linin arba dvarim as far as tzari boshev zboshes potter because it's not karov lemezid. Linin shabbos mlachs machshavas being as far as shabbos you're only chayiv mlachs machshavas a melacha that you intended to do. In this case you didn't intend to do a melacha that ended up getting done because your kavana was only to throw 2 amos, which is not a melacha, and then it ended up going 4 amos, which is a melacha. So that's not melachs machshavas. Linin galus, as far as going to galus, if it kills somebody, asher lo tzada amar rachmana, pratlin is chayv lizruk shtayim v'zorik arba. So there's an exclusion that that if you're zorik, you intend to be zorik shtayim and you zorik arba, that you're chayv in galus because it's not bechlal v'chiyazid that it says in the pasuk where you're chayv misa. So it must be included in the pasuk of asher lo tzada because you didn't intend to throw it where it ended up going. So you're going to be chayiv galus. Linin eved plukdim shemul we have rabbanon. If it knocks off one of the chavdal rashi varim of neved, so that's the same machlokas tanaim that we had. Now what if neskavi lizruk arba v'zork shmona? You intended to throw dalar amos, which is a malacha on Shabbos, and you threw it 8 amos. You threw it even further. So linin nizikin chayiv. Obviously larba dvarim pater again because it's not karav lemezid. Linin Shabbos when it comes to Shabbos, the halacha is whether you threw it 4 or 8, you should be chayiv on Shabbos. But omer kalmakom shetirza tenuach in ilolo. So if you said that wherever it rests, it rests. So then, since your machshava was fulfilled, even when it landed somewhere different than you thought it would land, so you're going to be chayiv. But if you didn't intend that b'shas hazrika, your kavana was dafka that it should only land 4 amos away, then you're not going to be chayiv because it's not melachs machshavas. Linin galus v'asher lo tzada, and when it comes to galus, it says v'asher lo tzada pratlin eskayvin lizugarav zark shmona, where you're going to be chayiv galus. And linin evid, as far as if it knocks out one of the chavdal rashi varmam nevid, plot the Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. It's subject to the same machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 5 different statements of Rabbah, the first 3 of which deal with throwing things off of a roof. And Ben Shem, tomorrow we will conclude the second parak of Maseches Baba Kama and begin the third parak. Everyone have a great day. Yeah.